Women's participation in politics is fundamental to democratic governance. Yet women still have far to go towards equal representation in positions of power and leadership, says the director of the Center for Multi-Party Democracy in Kenya. In Kenya, the government has implemented several laws to increase the participation of women in politics. However, Njeri Kabeberi says few political parties follow the letter of the law.
Political parties are unwilling to support women candidates. They always say that we don't know, we don't see women, there are no women, we don't have quality women. Yet we have very, very poor representation of men, but nobody worries about their quality. So that's why we are saying, let us meet the constitutional obligation and get the numbers right. The problem in Kenya is implementation of our laws. We have very good laws, but we are not implementing them the way we should be implementing them.
In Kenya, men don't know how to deal with strong women, says MP Millie Odhiambo Mabuna. The female parliamentarian from Kenya experienced this firsthand as she was running for office.
My experience was, to say the least, horrendous. There's a lot of violence, there was shooting. There's a lot of not only physical violence, but psychological violence, name calling, like I don't have children, I'm called this barren prostitute, and a whole lot of things. My own party provided a fake certificate. And when I raised this more recently in Kenya, it has created a storm, and my political party is threatening to expel me for actually saying the wrong things that are going on. Personally, my entourage was physically attacked about 3 times. So you don't have to go through that sort of thing.
A low level of education is also part of why women don't feel comfortable entering the political sphere, says Njeri Kabeberi. The Kenyan director adds that in a country with high levels of corruption, money also plays a vital role.
Financial obstacle is one of the biggest challenges for women. Good women cannot vie if they don't have money. And it's not just really about women, it's Kenyan's politics are very money-rated. And we now have a Campaign Finance Act, which hopefully is going to reduce the amount of money spent at campaigns. But if it was easy to access, majority of women would come out because money is a hindrance to their participation.
Quotas for women parliamentarians must be implemented to increase women in leadership positions, Njeri Kabeberi continues. According to UN Women, we won't see gender parity until the next century if the current pace of change is upheld. Catherine Hasselberg, United Nations.